Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Lucifer was the first to take his will and turn it against God. He crossed wills with God. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. They shall look narrowly upon you, it says, and say, is he the one that shook kingdoms? You see, he said, I am going. He had a throne. It was someplace in a place under clouds. It was someplace he had to ascend to go into the heaven of heavens. And so he said, I will take my throne. I'm going to move it up there on God's great Zion's hill in heaven. I'm going to receive worship rather than give it. And he led a rebellion against God. There really was a Star Wars. A lot of the themes of the movie makers, they're not really scriptural, but they got their ideas from in here. There really was a Star Wars. There really was an attack on heaven. He led a third of the angels, deceived them. Can you imagine? And led them in an attack on heaven. How did it turn out? Jesus tells us in Luke. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the sky. When he attacked heaven, God's fierce anger crashed him. And God's fierce anger shook this earth and removed his light. And in God's great orderly universe says, there was a room, tohu va bohu, it was earth. I don't know if angels are gossipy or not. I kind of think they are. In a way. But you know, they're going around and they see that place. I don't know if they talk about it and they say, what do you think? Did he miss it? It's what people say about Brother Oral Roberts, you know, built the city of faith. Did he miss it? Did God miss it? Made that earth and didn't turn out right? It's only one thing so far didn't turn out right, what he did. I think they do because they watch. And we have a conversation of one of them recorded for us in Psalm 8, if you will turn there. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Going to have to go fast. Psalm 8, this angel said, when I consider, now we know this was an angel because Paul tells us it was in the book of Hebrews. This angel says to God, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, I've just watched you set the heavens, I've watched you put the moon, I've watched you put the stars. For the Bible tells us that there came a day when the Spirit of the Lord moved on that chaotic waters. The angels had been watching this darkened earth, and suddenly the Spirit began to move. Hallelujah. And things started happening. And the first thing God said was, let there be light. He had removed his light on a chaotic day. Everything had frozen, dinosaurs mid-bite. Now God is back on the scene because he's going to bring that earth into perfection in his wondrous plan. And he says, let there be light. And the Bible says, and there was light. He's not talking about the sun, the moon, and the stars. They didn't come till day four. He's talking about himself. God is light, we're told in the New Testament. God had left that place. It was a dark vacuum. But now God's going to come back on the scene, and God's going to move, and God's going to change it into perfection. Step one, let there be light. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. The animals come forth new. The plants are brought out of the earth. The waters are put in order. And then on day six, now, remember, God had told me to study about the glory. He let me see a spiritual vision of this. He said, I did not do this thing in a corner. He said, all creation was watching me. All the regions of light and glory and the regions of the damned were watching him, and Satan was watching him. And he said, I stepped to center stage and I made a declaration that shook all creation. Let us make man in our image and let them have dominion over the works of my hands. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw this in extra. You're going to get it better later. You are not saved just to miss hell, though that's marvelous. You are not saved just to go to heaven, though that's glorious. You are saved to be changed into the image of God. This is God's confession. Let us make man in our image. Did he not know the man was going to fall? Yes, he knew the man was going to fall. He already had a plan. He talked it over in the council rooms of heaven. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm going to make a creature. I'm going to put him down there to work with me. I'm going to put a will in him. But I'm going to make him a creature of blood so that I can save him. I'm going to put his life in his blood, and I'm going to put him in an earth suit, an earthen vessel, so that a life can be poured out for a life. I'm going to make a plan of redemption. If one will go and live in a perfect way in a clay suit, I can pour out a perfect lifeblood for him. And the Bible tells us that Jesus offered himself, Hebrews chapter 10, 9 and 10, through the eternal spirit. And it tells us in 2 Peter, Christ was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Christ said, Jesus said, I'll go. He said, I'll make the declaration. I'll put my word out. Let us make man in our image. Let us make Adam. Adam means blood, a creature of blood. Everybody said, what's a man? What's a man? What's a man? What's an Adam? My Adam, my Adam. Probably they spoke Hebrew. My Adam, what's a man? What's a man? I think angels gossip. Here's why. Let's listen to this one. Psalm chapter 8 and verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, I got one question. My Adam, what is a man? That thou art mindful of him. What is this creature that you had him in your mind? What is the son of man that you visit him? Oh Lord, we've always had to go visit you. Now you go down there to earth and call on him every evening. Verse 5, you have made him a little lower than the angels, King James says. But that word in the Hebrew is Elohim. Oh God, you made him just a little lower than Elohim. Elohim is the plural word for God. It means God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The only order they'd ever known was God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the archangels, the angels. But now here's one God slips in between the angels and God. They didn't even know the spot was open. Isn't God democratic? No, not at all. He does not always promote from within. Bless the Lord. Just because you're the oldest Christian on the block doesn't mean you got the most reward either. Glory, moving right along. God, you made him just a little lower than Elohim, and God, you crowned him. There came a day when God created man that he stepped off his throne and put a crown on him. What was the crown made of? Lord, you crowned him with glory, not of diamonds, not of gold. God paved streets with gold. God took of the most valuable heavenly substance, and before all creation he walked over and he crowned the man with glory. The glory of God is God himself. It's his presence manifest. And the presence of God set upon man as his crown and as his covering. And he moved and walked and talked with God every day until the fateful day. Satan came and tested his will. When he tested his will, you know the story, the man fell. When I was teaching these things one day, I was preparing to go to church and teach them. And I heard a voice. I was looking into my mirror, combing my hair. I heard a voice coming over my shoulder, and he said, "Do you know Romans 3:23?" My first reaction was, "Thank God it's one I know." And I was raised Baptist, and Baptists lead people to Jesus down the Roman road. That's our first stop, Romans 3:23. So I turned around and quoted it to the Lord. I said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory." He said, "That's what happened in the fall." He said, "I crowned the man with my glory. He sinned and fell short of the glory." I almost swooned because I saw the fall. I saw the Father, grand and glorious, here, and I saw the man fall down into the clutches of Satan in darkness and death. There was a great gulf fixed. And I saw that God was here, glorious, and the man couldn't reach him. And God said to me, "The first reaction of any man toward a fallen son is to clasp him to his bosom." But he said, "Had I done so, I would have destroyed him." The Bible says our God is a consuming fire. What does he consume? Sin. The man had become sin and death. And he said, "If I had reached for him and I had clasped him to my bosom, I would have destroyed mankind, and my word that I had put forth that I would make him into my image, Satan would have defeated and he would have become God." Oh my. I saw the great separation between God. He showed me a vision of my oldest son. And he said, "What if you could not touch him? For if you touched him, you would consume him, you would burn him up." And I felt God's pathos. And I heard Satan. He had the man that God bragged about that he was going to put in charge of everything. Ha, 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 ha. Satan laughed. "I used to be in charge, and I'll be in charge again. For I have foiled God. I've got the man down here, dark and sin and death like me." And he said to God, "What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now?" And I saw God not answer him. I swooned from it. He said, "That's what happened in the fall in a nutshell. I crowned him with glory. He fell from glory." I swooned when I saw all this. He revived me with the scripture from Hebrews. "But the captain of your salvation shall lead many sons into glory." Woo! I got two scriptures. We'll read them fast, okay? If you ever turn to 1 Corinthians fast in your life, you turn fast today. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. We'll get to 2 Corinthians tonight. Folks, you're going to like it. I hope you come back. Because you are going to like where we're going. And we're going to get there fast now. So you get your duds on this week and come to church. And don't do it because your wife makes you. Just get your little will and say, "I'm going to will to go." Think about Satan. He crossed God's will. Think about Jesus. He said, "I am come to do thy will." That's what you're for. To do his will. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect," that means mature. "It's not the wisdom of this world nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery."
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.